Japanese pilot.
Bing bong, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to FedEx Airlines. We're expecting the flight to last roughly 3 minutes, about 3 minutes.
The whole flight 3 minutes?
Oh, sorry. 3 hours. It's been a long day.
I don't want to hear that.
I've already done like an 18-hour flight with no sleep. Strap in.
And he's on it on. Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast that smells better the longer you leave it in the sun.
It's true. It's like mayonnaise.
What? Nope, you're not making me a sandwich after this. How are you, Corey Sutton?
I'm excellent, Alan Oldworth, and welcome to the only podcast that adds Arnold Schwarzenegger to every other movie that ever existed.
We're going
to
improve every movie in the world. We're slowly but surely getting through the list, and today we are doing an absolute classic, Castaway, Tom Hanks.
Oh, it's a classic movie. I watched this for the first time in geography class.
Same.
Really?
I think it was like the classic, like, teacher doesn't have a plan for you, so just watch Castaway.
Yep.
It was like, okay.
And I was totally okay with it.
Yeah, I had no problem with it. I mean, as far as, like, things to watch in class, it was one of the better things, right? That and Shrek.
Oh, you can't really learn from Shrek.
Well, I learned a lot of geography about Lord Farquaad's land.
And I guess that, you know, ogres have layers because onions have layers.
That is very, very
true. You learn
true.
That about onions.
That is 100% true. It's a pretty good movie. And the critics agree, 89% on Rotten Tomatoes, so, you know, 84 audience score. So, yeah, pretty good.
Tom Hanks won Best Actor for it. That was in his, like, prime years of just nailing films.
Just smashing them out.
There was another one he won, Philadelphia.
Toy Story in the mix as well.
Oh, geez, he's a good actor.
Controversial opinion, maybe.
Hot take. Tom Hanks, great actor.
And you know what? Meryl Streep, pretty good too. There. You know what? We're going to make brave calls in this podcast.
Internet bros, come at us.
Yeah, come at us. If you disagree with that, then you're a fool. Now, before we go any further, we have to pull a name out of out of this bowl of random character suggestions that you have given us. You've done that in a number of ways. The Can We Add Arnie Facebook group, on our socials in any way, or maybe on the street, you've just gone, hey, maybe you should add this guy to your podcast. And we're going, all right, we'll write that down, put it in the little bowl.
Yeah, and we said to him, thanks for listening. And he was like, I don't listen.
He's like, I don't even know who you are. Anyway, here is today's suggestion. It is Mick Jagger wondering where all the chicks are.
Okay. What baby, baby, baby.
All right, someone's doing that impression. I don't even know what that means. Mick Jagger wondering where all the chicks are.
From the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of that scene from Batman. He's like, can we have some girls up in here?
We can get some more girls in here. Can we get some more girls in here?
Yeah.
Baby, baby, baby.
That is the feeling.
Yeah, we can work that.
I'm sure they can.
Well, that's going to really make my voice hurt.
Yeah, well, we'll save it for the end.
Better be a short cameo.
I think it will be.
All right, I'm going to hit us with the synopsis.
Please, sir.
Castaway from the year 2000 is a drama film directed by Robert Zemeckis.
What's he done? I know that name.
You will know him from Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, cool. I know him from the third one.
You didn't watch the first two?
Nah. No, no need. Just fast forward. Same as Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my gosh.
Just save some time.
You're killing me. It stars Tom Hanks as Chuck Noland, a FedEx executive who survives a plane crash and washes up on a deserted island. Mm. The film chronicles his struggle to survive and adapt with his new life, dealing with isolation and despair while clinging to hope of rescue.
Now, Tom Hanks obviously playing the main role there. The guy stuck on the island the whole time. Helen Hunt's in there as well.
I didn't realize how attractive Helen Hunt was.
Oh, goodness gracious me.
Well, until this film.
Welcome to the year 2000. Wilson makes an appearance as well, of course, the volleyball.
He starred as a volleyball, yeah.
Mr. Big, randomly in it, the guy from Sex and the City. That's how I know him. He's in tons of things, Law and Order, a bunch of stuff.
It almost takes you out of the movie when you see him.
A little bit, yeah, because he's like so kind of like known for these roles. I was like, what the hell's Mr. Big doing here? Yeah. Where's Carrie? Why are you breaking her heart again, you monster? But instead, he breaks Tom Hanks' heart. And then he has a few other little spots in there. It's a pretty good movie, like we said.
Yeah, it's a lot of non-talking.
Yeah, that's true.
Which
that's
makes true. Sense.
Which is kind of hard for us, because it's like, where do we add Arnie when it's just like Tom Hanks on an island?
Oh, well, we've done our best. Can I bust out a fun fact?
You'd love to, and I love to hear him.
So, for Tom Hanks, he had to look, what do they call it, emaciated in this film.
I don't know what that word means, but I assume that means delicious.
Okay. He had to look delicious.
Okay, good to know. He did.
And they got him a really nice color bronze that looks like a sausage.
Did. They certainly did, yes.
And so, he lost 25 kilos for the film.
Wow.
Did all those scenes.
Yep.
And then they waited 2 years for him to put all the weight back on. So that then they could film the rest of the film, the start of the movie.
Oh, the start, the Christmas bit and him getting on the plane.
Yeah, where he's all healthy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Do it in that order.
Yeah.
Like, lose the weight first and then be on the schedule. And then all of a sudden, like, you got to then gain the weight while you're on company time.
Yeah.
Don't even charge everything to them. Like, you know, these Tim Tams, that's on you, baby. Ice cream, that's on you, baby. I'm actually prepping for the movie the same way.
Oh, you're in Castaway too.
I'm in Castaway to Electric Boogaloo, and it's going to be amazing. I can't wait for it. So how long is he on the island for? About 4 years, right?
4 or 5 years. He reckons it's a rock. Like, he puts like 1,500 days on that rock when he carves it, yeah?
Imagine that. How'd you go, before we even get into this, how would you go on a deserted island? I wouldn't do well.
I'm not a survivor.
I'd be looking at that tree day one. I would be looking at that tree going, oh man, I don't know about this.
I reckon I could give it a red hot go.
I've got, I did scouts. So,
oh, see, I didn't. So you've got a leg up.
Yeah, well, yeah. And the trauma, I'm looking at that. No. Look at that tree. I feel like I'd go okay, but yeah, you got to want it, right? Like, you got to have the will.
I think where I would get, like, stuck, and maybe this is where necessity is the mother of invention, is that, like, I don't know how to fish with my hands.
Yeah, you'd learn.
But you'd learn, right? Because you have to. It's either get food or I die.
Yeah, that's it.
I'd probably try and build a better home. Like, he didn't put much effort in.
But he had a little cave at the end, right?
He did have a cave.
Yeah. Can't get better than the cave.
He didn't set up a mine. He could have been mining for diamonds. I mean, there was
cryptocurrency?
There was no central business district.
That's true.
Was the hospital?
That is so true. Like, he had a graveyard.
He did. He had a graveyard.
That's nice.
Like, it was the dead center of town.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. Little cheeky one there for you.
I love that. Well, long story short, we would do horribly. So let's get into this. Where are we going to add Arnie first?
We have an ongoing kind of joke in this podcast.
Pilot Arnie.
We're Pilot Arnie.
Let's do it. Arnie.
I love the idea of Arnie being a pilot. Yep. And I've often been Arnie as the pilot, and I'll continue this.
I like it. Here we go. All right, guys, are we going to get on this or what? Come on. We're going to get on here. Hey. It's Christmas Day. We're going to get on with this. Hey, Chuck. How are you?
Chuck, Merry Christmas.
Time. Tick, tick, tick. You know, I'm always on the schedule.
Have you got your seatbelt on? We aren't going anywhere.
I'm so sorry. Let me get the seatbelt on. Did you see, by the way, my I'm not going to call her my fiance yet. Don't want to jinx it, but I did just give her a ring.
Did she know?
Well, me and Callie were taking it pretty seriously, so I gave her a buck. She knows what it is. We alluded to it. It was a very nice moment.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. And she got me, look at this. This is her granddad's watch. Look at this. This is so cool.
Oh, look at that.
And her photo's in it.
Oh, yeah. This is probably worth a lot of money. Oh,
I don't know. Well, you know what? It's all about the heart.
Chuck.
Yeah.
You're such a romantic.
If I have time, I love to be romantic, but we're obviously not got a lot of time right now. So.
Okay, so you're buckled up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yep. I'm just going to run through some announcements.
Okay, that's not necessary.
Bing-bong!
Yep. Oh, well, doing all the PA and everything, I'm right. Okay,
no, we just don't have a bing-bong button, so I do it myself.
That's good of you. That's really good.
Okay, don't interrupt.
Yep, sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to...
Just me.
FedEx Airlines.
It's just me.
Flight 0125.
Yep, cool.
I'm your captain.
Yep, we met.
It's pleasure to be here.
Just looking at my time. Yep, cool. Yep.
We're going to be taking off and taxiing in approximately 5 minutes.
Nope, okay. Yep.
Right. If you need anything during the flight, there are toilets.
Yep, they always are.
We're expecting the flight to last roughly 3 minutes, about 3 minutes.
The whole flight, 3 minutes?
Oh, sorry. 2 hours. It's been a long day.
I don't want to hear that.
I've already done like an 18-hour flight with no sleep.
Yeah, wow.
3 hour
flight. We can keep it moving, we can keep it moving.
We'll have now some snackages as well, if you like a peanut. Anybody got peanut allergy?
Okay, we got to keep it moving. Come on, we got to go. I just left my fiance to be at Christmas dinner, so I can be here.
I know, you got the ring.
Yeah, no, okay. She's got a ring.
Well,
yeah,
that's it, everybody. We're going to take off. And,
of course, let's do what we always do before we go on every flight. Ain't nothing bad happening to us today.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
hands
that.
Hands in, everyone.
Everybody, hands in, co-pilots.
Ain't nothing bad happening to us today.
Ain't something bad going to happen today.
Yeah, and great.
Something bad going to happen to... Wait, what? Have I said it wrong?
It doesn't matter.
It's a language barrier.
It's a superstition thing. It doesn't matter. All right, here we go. Let's go. That's all right. All right.
About, like, I don't know, an hour later.
I want to know. We're going to get into it. Because it really goes from him he's just done a big poo, I think. In the movie, he's done a pee or a poo.
How are you going in there?
Hey, I'm just nearly done, nearly
done.
Are
you doing poo?
No, I know the rule. No poos on planes. I remember your rule because you have to clean out the tank, so it's fine.
Chuck, I've known you a long time.
Yeah.
You can poo.
Okay. Well, that was a massive, I hope that doesn't affect the engine by any certain way.
Something's corroding. Co-pilot. Co-pilot.
Wow, 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 wow.
Something's corroding through the pipes of the plane.
Wow.
It seems to be affecting the instruments a little bit.
That is a doozy. All right, I got to flush that. Here we go. No, that's going to need another one.
Jeez, it's taking a long time there, isn't it?
And that's going to need a lucky number three. Here we go.
You hear that? Three flushes. This guy's doing three flushes.
Uh-oh. Hey.
Yes, Chuck.
Guys, we got a problem back here.
What's the problem?
I don't know, some kind of toilet problem. It wasn't me. I just walked past and I noticed the toilet was flowing like that.
Everyone, remain calm. I got this.
Can we get everyone out of the cockpit? Maybe just have a quick look at this. Everyone, come on out.
Hey, everybody to the poop deck.
Good joke.
Okay, everybody. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's
Chuck.
Yeah. Whoa. When I said everyone out of the cockpit, I didn't mean everyone out of the cockpit. What is going on?
Chuck, what did you do?
Oh, no, what's happening?
We're going down. We're going down fast.
Oh, my God.
I need you to get this.
Oh, my poor head. Oh, my God. I'm going to strap myself in.
Chuck.
Yeah. You look pretty bad. Oh, and the poo's getting everywhere as well. That's making things even worse.
It's
on my foot. Oh man. I'm sorry. At least this is as bad as it's going to get.
I guess a little head down. Whoa, we're going down again.
Oh, no.
Chuck.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Chuck.
Goodbye.
Bing bong. Ladies and gentlemen.
This is unnecessary.
Strap in.
And he's on it on. One thing I always love about Castaway is obviously we got introduced to Wilson, a volleyball that has a handprint on it, and then it becomes Tom Hanks' best friend, and they talk to each other. However, one thing about Castaway is that we don't get to hear Wilson talk.
Not at all. He's a silent contributor.
I would like to fix that. I would like Wilson to have a voice, and I think you know whose voice I'm going to go with.
Is it going to be Arnie's?
It's going to be Arnie's. So let's do it.
Hey, how you going? Hey, Chuck, how you going,
pal? Wilson, hey.
Hey.
We're stuck on an island.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. What's going on?
Well, you know, it's only day 845. So,
yeah, I know. I calculated it.
Yeah, of course.
I'm getting pretty sick of it.
I love your little tally. It's so cool. Hey, keep it up, Spot. You're doing a good job.
Don't patronize me.
It's not patronizing. I mean it. You're my only friend.
You're my only friend on the island, too.
So the FedEx packages have kind of, like, you know, run out a little bit, huh? They've been, like, they're not coming in as often?
No. They're not really washing up anymore.
No, I guess that's all. I was just thinking maybe, like, a friend would be good if I had another friend come in.
You want another friend?
Like a little group of circle of us or something if I had another ball come in.
I mean, I could get some rocks.
Now, rocks don't have feelings and emotions.
What about stones?
No, not stones either.
I could roll some stones over here.
You could roll some stones. I wonder where you're going with this.
Do you want me to roll some stones over?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I don't think we'll have any more low-hanging fruit like that.
No, I'm pretty sure we won't. Yeah, well, so I noticed like a little while ago you hung like a little noose on the tree there. Is everything going okay? It's good to talk. Just saying.
You want to talk about when I went to the mountain?
I just want to know what happens.
Look, Wilson.
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
Yeah. I'm sorry I bring this up every day.
I'm really lonely.
It's probably not helpful.
I'm really lonely.
Well, but why don't you tell me a joke?
I tell you a joke?
Yeah, we can have some fun.
I don't really have any jokes.
No.
I've forgotten a lot of the jokes.
Well, you tell me what you did today.
Okay, so...
You woke up.
I woke up next to you.
On a deserted island and then, with nobody around you and everyone you love back in society.
Hey,
yes, go on.
I'm telling the story here.
Okay, sorry, go on.
I'm telling the story. Okay. Chuck, not Wilson.
Yep.
You asshole.
Whoa. With the rules.
I woke up.
Yes.
I had a little bit of me time.
Yep, I noticed that.
As you know.
You were very loud when you did it this morning.
I mean, what do you mean?
Never mind. Continue your story.
I got the locket, you know?
Yeah. It's a good locket. Locket.
It's a little bit of me time.
Lock it down. I wish you did before you went on this trip. Now she could be with anyone. You ever wonder about that?
No. Don't say that.
Okay.
Don't say that.
With anyone.
My
really.
Wife and I.
Imagine if your potential wife was with like Mr. Big from Sex and the City.
No, she loves that show.
Wouldn't that be absurd? Wouldn't that be crazy?
We used to love that show.
Yeah,
we watch it all the time.
Imagine if she was with him.
That she,
That'd be crazy.
Mr. Big from Sex and the City is not her type.
That's probably never going to happen.
It's
right?
not going to happen.
Yeah, of
it's
course.
Crazy.
He's fictional.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, seeing him, it'd be so weird.
We woke up.
Yep.
You know that. Me time.
Yep.
I went and got some fish.
Yep.
We cooked some fish. We had some fish.
Yep, we did. Well, you did.
I had a bit of more me time.
I noticed that too.
I then went and chopped down some coconuts.
Yep.
Add a little bit of, you know, we're on an island. You want to make it a little bit tropical.
Yeah, I noticed that. Good theming.
Yeah.
The grass skirt was a little nice touch.
Yeah, we had a luau.
A little luau.
I said aloha.
I feel like it. Yeah, I wish you wouldn't. It feels a little bit insensitive to race or something. I don't know. I don't like it.
And
continue,
so,
bud.
After that luau, yes. What did I do? I kind of went for a bit of a walk.
Yeah, I
noticed. There's a little nook of the island that I wanted to explore that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
And I didn't take you this time.
No, that's the thing that I wanted to bring up. Here's my day. Woke up, some guy next to me jerking off. Then he leaves, does come back in a grass skirt, continues to jerk off, then leaves me again for hours. And here I am now, and you dare to complain to me. You know, I've got feelings too, damn it.
Sorry, you know, what was that? I'm just jerking off.
Yeah, I can hear that. I wish you wouldn't do it in front of me. At least turn me around, for God's sakes. You know? You know how jealous I get when you play with other balls?
Wilson, I have needs, and you just don't satisfy them.
Yeah, Will, have you ever thought about asking nicely? Yeah, that's right.
We're not going down this topic, Wilson.
Oh, come on. I'll bring it up in another 200 days. We'll see how you feel then.
That's it, Wilson.
Yeah?
I've almost had enough of you.
Yeah, almost, but not yet. So I'll speak to you another 200 days. I'll be counting. And then we'll talk about this again.
That's it.
I'm just saying, I got needs.
Come here.
No. Punk. I think that's exactly how it'll go down.
That's a great thought, though. Like, let's just get candid for a second.
Oh, no. Here we go.
How often are you whacking off on a deserted island?
Well, how often do I do it now? Times that by 7.
Because there's not a lot, there's no TV.
So that's like 64 times. All right, no. I don't know. What else are you going to do? You got a day to kill.
Yeah.
If you thought his skin looked sun damaged.
wait
till you see the other bit.
Cut all that, Ethan. Just the whole...
That's actually the reason why he's so tired on the boat when he escapes. He's just laying there because he's just been jerking up the whole time. How did this
and when
get
they
so
get
crass?
On, when he gets on the boat, they're like, "Oh my gosh, this guy's been out to sea for ages. He's so scrawny, except his right arm.
His right arm is like Popeye." Yeah. All right. Well, don't cut that, Ethan. People need to know the truth. All right. The scene I'd like to do is I'd like to do what the conversation was like when the FedEx CEO found out that he was still alive. Because can you imagine that he's just rocked up, he's on the ship, he's now coming into America.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh my God, like, can you believe he's dead after all this time?" I want that moment to go down. I don't know where Arnie's going to pop in. I don't know what's going to happen in this, but I just love the idea of this happening, the discussion of figuring out that the guy they thought was dead 4 years ago is actually still alive.
Well, make sure you tell them that business is booming.
Yep.
And we'll get all those things out to them later.
Absolutely. It's what we do here at FedEx, everyone. Cheers to us being here at FedEx.
Cheers. Knock, 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 knock. Who's that? Who's at the door? Let him in.
Yep.
Come on in.
Hi.
Just
a quick note. Couple of notes.
Uh-huh,
So just your parking. We're talking about that potentially moving to a better spot.
Oh yes, my spot.
You're the CEO of FedEx. There is no better spot. You park.
What do you mean? I'm the CEO.
You're on the tarmac. You are in the best spot possible. In fact, sometimes we need to move your car to get planes out, but you are in the best possible spot, so we can't get that any better. And the other note I have here is: do you remember Chuck Nolan?
Chuck Nolan.
He did a lot of stuff for us. Yeah. So about 4 years ago, he used to be our go-to guy. We'd fly him out everywhere. He would get all the FedEx to set up across the world.
Yeah, I remember him. I think he did real good work. What's he up to these days? Did he move?
Remember, he died. So he was on that plane and it crashed. And it was
the one that went down.
Yeah. Well, he's not dead. Crazy, right? Yeah, so Chuck used to work for us 5 years ago, assumed he was dead, did the big payout and everything. Not dead, so...
That's crazy. What do you mean he's not dead? Where is he?
Well, he's on a boat right now making his way back to America. He's been...
Well, we've got to do something for him.
Well, they said that he was on an island for years and years and years.
An island?
And yeah.
Living in paradise.
Living in paradise. I know, that's what I was just saying.
Why would he come back? Here's what we'll do.
Okay, yep.
We'll bring him in.
Yeah.
We'll get the media. We'll get the people.
Well, I'm thinking like maybe doing something special, you know? Like we'll get everyone celebrating him maybe.
I thought we'd have a concert.
Yeah.
We'll get a concert.
That's a great... Oh my God, it's funny you say that because actually my third note here is I've got someone waiting for you at the reception as well. Do you want me to bring them in?
Oh, please bring them in.
All right, cool.
Who is it?
It's Paul McCartney.
Okay, bring him in.
Paul, it's good to see you.
Well, hello. How are we all? Are we all good?
Paul, it's great.
Yeah, good. How are
you? What are you doing here?
Well, I just thought I'd be in the movie a little bit. Just sort of pop in, say hello, you know.
Paul, well, I brought
my other friend, if that's all right.
Well, who's your other friend? Bring him in.
Well, you want to... He's a bit shy, is all.
Well, bring him in.
No, just joking. It's Mick Jagger. Bring him in. Give him in.
Baby. Hello, hello, hello. Where's all the chicks?
It's what he always asks every time, isn't it? He always asks where all the chicks are. And yeah. When you bring them in.
So, what's going on here? We're at FedEx. We're delivering packages.
Might show my way out now because I've forgotten how to do the voice. See ya.
Paul, thanks for introducing me.
Yep, no problem at all. Happy to help. All right.
See ya, Paul.
Wow. So we were just thinking, we just found out one of our staff members who died 5 years ago isn't actually dead. He's on his way back. We thought we'd put on a bit of a concert, maybe a bit of like a, I don't know, Live Aid fundraiser kind
so
of thing,
saying,
maybe.
You want to do a concert with the Rolling Stones? You want Mick Jagger? You want Keith Richards? You want the other band members whose names I don't remember
because my brain
is riddled with drug abuse?
Yeah. Absolutely. And so for payment, what would be the deal for that? Because remember, the guy's been dead for 5 years. He's come back. Like maybe a bit of a concert.
Oh, it's going to be a big concert. You know what I want?
Yeah.
I want the chicks. Because there's no chicks. Where's just all the chicks? This is a boardroom. There's no chicks.
Yeah. No, and by chicks, I just want to clarify, does that mean you want the support act to be the artist formerly known as the Dixie Chicks to be your support act, the chicks?
I would love the chicks.
Because it does say here on this piece of paper, Mick Jagger wondering where all the chicks are.
Yeah. And where are they?
Well, it's a great question. So you want the chicks to support you.
The band formerly known as the Dixie Chicks.
To support the Rolling Stones. Absolutely.
As we welcome back.
Yep.
Chuck Nolan.
That's great.
From his desert island paradise, where there was probably, I imagine, a lot of hot chicks.
I imagine so.
Why did he even come back?
We'll have to ask when we see him, to be honest with you. I got a feeling he's going to be pretty well rested.
Who do you want to MC the night?
Oh, I don't know. Is Paul McCartney still out there? Nope, gone home.
Oh, okay. No, he's gone, but I've got another mate.
Oh, where's your other mate?
You might have heard of him.
Yeah.
He's a big movie star.
Oh.
Arnie, come on in.
Hey, hello. Hey, everyone. How you doing?
I was
just about to get in my own private jet, and I came by the FedEx crew. How you doing, boys and girls? Hey,
how is this? Arnie.
Yeah.
It's great to meet you.
Yeah.
And we just want to say we would love to have you.
Yeah.
As the MC.
So, yeah, because Chuck Nolan was dead, but he's not dead. Yeah, cool.
Arnie, I reckon this is going to be a great idea.
Yeah.
And imagine all the chicks, Arnie.
This doesn't feel too forced, does it? Me being in this scene, does it?
No, not at all.
Like, okay, just checking. Because I don't want to just be here for the sake of being here. I got things to do, you know?
Well, you know what? We'll lock you in and you just leave. And the scene will probably get better.
Probably not. Who knows?
Well, we'll walk out together.
Oh, well, you can ask the question. All right, let's get going. Let's leave this boring board meeting. All right, see you guys.
Bye.
So good seeing
Bye.
You all. See you.
What was all that about?
Yeah, wow. I don't know. But
That's good. We got the Rolling Stones and Arnie locked.
Yeah, that's a great lock. Geez, when you start things, they just happen, right? Just bang, 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 bang.
This is what it's like being a CEO.
I imagine it is. Why are you smoking inside? Oh, it's the year 2000. It's still okay. All right.
Seamless.
Last scene I want to do.
Hit me.
I kind of like Arnie as Wilson.
Yep.
There is a scene. It always kind of made me think, right? It's right at the end of the movie. So Tom Hanks has been saved. He's, you know, back in civilian life. And he's had his moment with Helen Hunt. Bit of closure there. They're not going to get together. That's sad. Mr. Big stepped in. Piece of shit. So now Arnie's trying to figure out, not Arnie, sorry, now Tom Hanks trying to figure out what his next role is. What's the next part of him? So he's going around, he's visiting the person that kind of kept him going through the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So you were saying to me, there's this painting that's on this FedEx parcel, these wings?
It's like a logo for the artist at the start of the movie.
Yeah.
The FedEx truck rocks up at the start of the movie.
Yeah.
She hands a parcel to the FedEx guy that has this like angel wings on it.
Yeah.
So like her artist logo.
Yeah.
And that's the one parcel he doesn't open, he then hand delivers.
Yeah.
And that's how he...
Do we know what's in the parcel?
No.
Oh, that's irritating.
Probably art. It was meant for her. Was it meant for her husband?
I don't know.
No, that was a different parcel.
So what's in the parcel? And she sent it?
She sent it.
And he's giving it back to her?
He's giving it back to her.
Wouldn't it make more sense to give it to the person who she was sending it to?
Yeah, it would, actually.
What a random thing we've just stumbled across.
Unless her partner was sending it back.
He didn't like the art.
Because he was having an affair on her.
Oh.
Didn't you pick that up?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
With the cowboy hat?
She was a little bit annoyed, yeah, at the end there. But there is a part where he's in the car and he's trying to figure out what his next move is. He just has his interaction with this person. He's like, oh my God, I'm all keen, obviously.
Yeah. She's obviously single.
But as he goes to roll off, he's got another Wilson ball in the car with him. It's still in the box, to be fair.
Wilson too.
No handprint on it, but I just thought that maybe that's where we wrap it up. So let's do it. Wow. Wow. That is crazy. That's the woman. She has the same logo on her car. Wilson, are you there?
Was that her?
Yeah.
Hey. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
I mean, she's driving the way.
What do we do? I don't know. I haven't really spoken to a woman in a long time.
Let me think.
Wilson, you've always been the cooler one than me when it comes to speaking to girls.
I know. How about I be your wingman?
Yeah, okay.
We drive back.
Yep.
And you kind of go, hey, hello, you're looking pretty cool.
I saw your package.
Package.
I love your package.
No, don't say
you're
that.
The whole
either.
Package.
Now you're getting closer.
Okay, I was on a deserted island for 5 years. You may have seen me in the news.
Yeah.
Your package is the only thing that kept me sane. That and Wilson. Wilson won. Wilson helped.
I would have liked to meet Wilson one day.
Oh, he was a really cool Wilson.
Yeah.
Wilson!
I'm here.
It's the PTSD. Sometimes I forget about that he's there and then he's not there. And
I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not going anywhere.
No, of course
There's
not.
No so ocean sorry. Around.
Okay, so we're going to go see this woman. I just don't want to make it weird because
I'm
obsessed with her.
It's not going to be weird. I'm great with chicks.
Okay, so can you do all the talking?
I can't
do all the talking. You're a volleyball.
Maybe you start the talking.
I don't feel like I should just start with the fact that
Do you reckon she's got like a soccer ball?
Probably.
You could introduce me.
Yeah, but I don't want to start the conversation and then we start talking and then all of a sudden you gotta wait. Like that's a couple of days later that we bring up I have this really intimate relationship
with
the volleyball.
But I've got needs.
We all have needs. All right. Wilson! I'm so sorry.
I'm right here.
They're getting closer together.
I know. It's like contractions when you're having a baby.
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing and it hurts just as much.
Okay.
In my heart.
So how about you're at the door, take me with you. Now just have me under the arm.
I feel like that's weird. Wilson! I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'm here. Just breathe. Okay,
I miss that Wilson so much.
How about you?
The better Wilson, I call him.
Now, hold on.
Sorry. That just slipped out. I didn't mean
How about you put me on the bonnet of the car?
Yep.
I stay here.
That's normal. Yep.
And then
the volleyball in the bonnet of my car.
And then you go.
Can I just put you in the glove box or something? Or like up a.
Look at me. I'm not going to fit in the glove
you're
box,
not.
Man.
I'm
what are you talking about?
Yeah,
you
know.
I'm a big volleyball.
You are big. You're big boy.
No one
can
spike me.
All right, okay. Well, essentially, everyone could. That's
you dig it.
I don't know what's happening over here.
You know the mean volleyball term. You dig it.
I don't really know volleyballing.
Game set match.
I just know people don't really wear a lot of clothes while playing you in the Olympics.
Oh, why do you think I'm a volleyball?
And that's literally what got me through the whole time I was on the island. Wilson. Well, that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie? And I think it's safe to say that we can.
Yeah, he fits seamlessly into Castaway.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite episodes we've ever done.
If you would like to help us out, there is a number of ways you can do that.
Yes. So
I would like you to bring up every way that people can help us out, the same way I would yell at Wilson.
That's going to really strain my vocal cords.
I'm okay with it.
No. You can write us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Do it!
You can leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify or comment.
Spotify!
You can follow and like our stuff on Instagram and TikTok.
I'm not doing any more haters.
Yeah, I thought so. And you can join the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group and get suggestions of movies and characters that you would like to appear, much like the character of Mick Jagger looking for all the chicks. Baby, where are all the chicks?
Please don't touch me.